USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The MTA is reporting the DNR trains resume service at the 36th Street subway station in each direction early Wednesday in New York City, the location of yesterday's shooting where dozens of people were injured. 62-year-old Frank James remains at large and is wanted only for questioning at this time. 8 out of 10 teenagers expect climate change and other environmental forces to affect big decisions like where they're going to live or whether to have children or not. That's according to a new Harris Poll survey. 45% of the teenagers ages 13 to 19 believe political and global leaders are taking meaningful action to protect the environment. California's Reparations Task Force meets in person today. The group voted to limit restitution to descendants of enslaved black people a few weeks ago. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom got the ball rolling on this legislation back in 2020. USA Radio News.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
To ensure the building collapse in South Florida does not happen again, new ideas are coming about.
A new effort is underway to prevent another tragedy like last year's condo collapse in South Florida. A letter signed by the entire Florida Democratic Congressional delegation is urging Republican Governor Ron DeSantis to add condominium safety measures to the agenda when state lawmakers meet next week for a special session on redistricting. During the most recent legislative session, the Florida House and Senate failed to pass condo reform legislation. The Surfside collapse killed 98 people last June. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A dolphin turned on his trainer and thrashed her in front of a gasping crowd at the Miami Seaquarium over the weekend. Attendee Sharon Carpenter said one of the trainers was either getting hit by a dolphin or being pulled under the water. There were no serious injuries from the incident, and only the parents seemed to be kind of freaked out. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is preparing to get worse when Title 42 goes away next month, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership for months on end now on how to fix the problem. Representative Alex Mooney, the Republican from West Virginia on Newsmax last night, says that the Biden administration does not understand free markets, and we can't fix what we don't understand.
I think the Democrats and President Biden think they can spend their way out of an inflation. They don't seem to realize all this out-of-control spending is causing the inflation. I saw the picture earlier of President Ronald Reagan, and I sure wish we had President Reagan or President Trump back in office who understand free market economics, limited government, and that you can't just spend money. We're spending money in the trillions here. Bills come up regularly that spend trillions. Our national debt's $30 trillion. It's completely out of control, and they do not have a solution. Their solution is socialism, which would make it even worse, frankly. They do not understand free market economics. They keep promoting more welfare programs and more spending that is causing this inflation crisis. It's really a disaster. We need to change the government.
President Biden equated Russia's war in Ukraine to genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Biden made the statement to reporters in Iowa on Tuesday, shortly before boarding Air Force One to return home to Washington. President Biden has no public engagements today. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.